get it out of the way, I will tell you straight up, I am not resigning from my position. I was elected by the citizens of the city of Cohoes. They will tell me whether I should continue to be employed as mayor of this city, that nobody else has a right to tell me what my livelihood would be and why I should not continue with being mayor of this city. So for that, I just want you to know that I'm not resigning my position. This is probably the hardest day of my life, because for 10 months I have sat silent, knowing that I could vindicate myself, but in doing so I would hurt people that I loved. So I had great faith in the state police, that they would do an investigation of me, and that after that investigation was done, the truth would come out, that I never once laid my hand on my life. Thursday night, I believe it was, I was sitting at on the couch watching TV when it came across the news that the state police said that there was no probable cause after a 10-month investigation to file any charges against me. That was one of the greatest moments of my life, because carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, being the mayor of a city, dealing with the issues that I deal with right now with my family and trying to hold my children together is a hard task that most men would trouble. I will tell you, standing in that spot is very difficult. 12 hours later, on every channel and in the middle of the newspaper on the front cover, there's another article saying that new evidence was produced and the investigation widens, and I just shook my head because I couldn't understand how 16-month-old information was new and how the investigation was widening when I just spent 10 months having my whole life torn apart, only to come out with that I didn't do nothing. But I guess that's not good enough. And so if I'm going to save my family, my kids, and even my wife's life, I guess I have no other choice but to stand here in public in the most humiliating way, broken man with a broken family. That if I wasn't the mayor of a city, working every day to give other people a better life, nobody would care. Nobody would say a word, sadly. So I'm here today to talk about the things that will vindicate me. Here to talk about why this is happening and why people should not believe everything they read in the paper, and that every human being has a right to defend themselves against allegations, especially ones as arrested, as mean-spirited as been said about me. That I'm a monster, that I beat my wife, that I beat my kids, that I have a 50-year history. Nobody ever talked about the guy that saved lives and put them out of fires. Nobody has ever talked about the guy who's been sending to us for 28 years delivering toys for needy kids. Nobody talked about the man that dug in his pocket and gave a large portion of his income to all the charities within the city. All they talked about was 10 months of a man's life and tried to make me into a monster.